This is Daily Discipleship. Throughout time, God has proven faithful. What's more, He desires to show Himself faithful to you today. Join your host, Leroy Imes, as he highlights God's faithfulness in Exodus chapters 16 through 18. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
What do you think is the greatest need in your life today? Perhaps you feel it's more money to meet the obligations of life. Or maybe you need a person, a companion, or a friend, or an advisor to help you through a time of loneliness or decision-making. Whatever your need is, let me encourage you to depend on God to meet it. In today's passage, we have the story of God's provision for His people in the wilderness. Their supplies had run out, and immediately they concluded that this was the end. They accused Moses and Aaron of leading them into the wilderness to kill them. And of course, their complaint was really against God, for He was the one who had brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. Now, if the Lord had wanted to kill them, He could have very easily done that at the Red Sea. But He didn't. He had preserved them, and now was providing for them. God's response to their murmuring is very interesting. He does not say, "I'll rain fire and brimstone from heaven. That will put a stop to these complaints." No, out of His heart of love, He showers them not with judgment, but with blessing. God is love. Now, you would think that they would quickly learn the lesson of the bounty provision of God, but no. In the very next chapter, they put on a repeat performance and immediately forgot the long chain of miracles whereby God had delivered them, served them, and fed them. But God did not forget His people, and once again He met their needs. In addition to God's provision of food and water, He sent them a person, a management consultant, in the person of Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. And He watched Moses in action, saw that he was overworked and needed help in establishing his priorities and delegating responsibilities. And He gave Moses some advice. He told Moses in Exodus 18:19, "You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to Him." Now that's tremendous. The leader's first and foremost responsibility is to pray for the people, to bring their causes unto God. Then, he said, teach them the decrees and laws and show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform. Exactly. The leader must teach the people the Word of God. And then, by example, the leader must do two things. Show them how to walk with the Lord in daily fellowship with Him, and lead them by example into the work that God has cut out for them. So in these three chapters, we see God who provides food for them to eat, water for them to drink, and leadership to help meet their spiritual needs. Can God meet the greatest need in your life today? Of course He can, and He longs to do it. Why don't you ask Him? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes encouraging you to seek Him and trust Him to provide just exactly what you need.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a revolutionary truth with unbelievable implications on Daily Discipleship.